Greetings. I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. Space, the final frontier. The well-known phrase from the opening of Star Trek was a catchphrase of science fiction fans. Perhaps for Christians, it should be death, the final frontier. Does that sound depressing or morbid to you? It really shouldn't. Because as true believers in the promises of Jesus, death is only the end of our mortal, earthly existence, and a passage to the glorious resurrection to eternal life in heaven. Jesus said in John chapter 14, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." The concept of heaven is difficult to grasp and is really not fully explained in Scripture. We know that we will be with God and free of the struggles of our mortal lives. A warning, however, Jesus said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." The details of heaven are left to God, and it seems that we have enough to concern ourselves with in living our lives as Jesus wants us to. I have recently been privileged to sit in on a couple of fascinating classes at the University of Connecticut, dealing with the topic of death and dying. They were indeed informative and thought-provoking. Part of the material focused on the true story, Tuesdays with Maury, by Mitch Albom, a wonderful book and movie. From that work comes this thought: when you learn how to die, you learn how to live. So often, we are so focused on our day-to-day routines that we don't find the time for the truly important things in life. If we were to live each day as if it were our last day, what would we do differently? Whether we are rich and famous or simple people working to get by, the most beautiful or perhaps not in the best physical condition, we will all end up in essentially the same place: a cold table in a morgue. All our human vanity and egotistical pride leads us to the same end: death. The good news, though, is that in Jesus Christ, our mortal death is not the end, but simply a transition to eternal life with Him. From the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, come these well-known words: "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace." Dying is part of living. The time leading to death can be a powerful time of reflection on values and beliefs. Often, it is when facing one's own mortality that we focus on our need for God and the promise of a new life to come, freed from the pains and sufferings of this life. Indeed, it can be at the time we face our own mortality that we best witness to others of our faith and hope in Christ. No one knows when the hour of passing may come. We must not wait until it is too late to make things right with God and with those around us. Don't put off caring for others. Don't put off forgiveness. Don't put off saying, "I love you." Don't put off building your relationship with God. Look forward with faith to your resurrection, for Jesus promises us that He is the resurrection and the life. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, help me to learn to live life to its fullest, with faith in your wondrous promise of eternal life to come. In your holy name, Amen. I'm Bob Geckler. To request a copy of this message, or to listen to our podcast, simply visit our website at www.calvary.ecucom.row. That's calvary.ecucom.ro. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.